It's time for Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. Wildcats Basketball.
37-33, and Gibson Southern, that's about the only game that's comparable. They beat us by, what, a dozen, and they beat them by 20. But it basically, you don't know what you're going to see here. Now, the one thing that I did look at, Tell City has, they have four seniors, three juniors, one sophomore, and they dress three freshmen. That's their 11 players. Mount Vernon dresses three seniors and nine juniors. So I don't know what the deal is with them. They've got seven upperclassmen and then the three freshmen and one sophomore. So they're, you know, our solid. And of our juniors, two of them have started. This is their third year starting. So
yeah,
we could have an advantage experience-wise. Not, you know, not really sure, but I do love their warm-ups, though. The candy stripe red pants and red shirts, kind of like my Hoosiers, who tipped off shortly ago against Purdue, and I will watch the game tomorrow, so we won't be announcing any scores on the air tonight.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about Tell City. When you look at the first half of the season, which is, you know, roughly from the end of November till the end of 2024, they only had one victory, and that was a six-point overtime victory on the 13th of December at Evansville Day School. So when you look at the second half of the season so far in January, this is a different team.
Yeah, it is. And before we leave the day school, they beat them by six in overtime. We beat them by 10 in regulation, but it didn't become 10 until late in the fourth quarter.
That's what kind of scares me, because when you look at the tail of the tape, against common opponents, we're 1-2, same as they are. You talk about the opponent's record.
All is brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. We are live from Mount Vernon High School as the Tell City Marksmen travel west to take on your 8-8 Mount Vernon Wildcats. Alan Buck, say hello to everybody this Friday evening.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And once again, great place to be in a nice, warm high school gymnasium. And we're looking forward to what the Wildcats, how they respond from Wednesday night's disappointment. That's probably the best word, because it looked like we were going to wrap up the game in regulation. North Posey tied it and then went on to win in overtime. And
55-46 final. I got to hear the overtime.
That was the worst part of the game, Chris.
Well, but I'm just saying, from a broadcast standpoint, you and your son did a fine job in my absence.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I apologize, but the good folks of Newburgh needed my assistance, so had to do the day job into the night, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely. And those things happen. I didn't announce that you were searching for Bigfoot.
For Bigfoot. I was doing my civic duty.
You were doing your other, yeah.
So, you know,
obligation.
We talk about the Tell City Marksmen. They come into tonight's matchup with a 5-10 record. Most recently, they had a January 28th loss to 2A Paoli, 70-33, and if I'm not mistaken, in 2A, Paoli is ranked. They had a win on the 25th against Crawford County, another 2A opponent, 85-54. And then on the 24th, they lost to Gibson Southern, 59-39 at home. They beat South Spencer, Hancock County, and Washington Catholic so far in 2025.
The thing about those games is some of those teams are kind of all over the map. Crawford County's been winning some games that I wouldn't have thought they'd have won. South Spencer beat North Posey a week ago, roughly.
They're 103-100. We're 103-86. You look at the series the last 40 years, Mount Vernon owns it, 24 wins to 11 losses. And, of course, the last meeting was in Tell City. I believe it was cold that night, Alan Buck, and I almost slipped on the ice.
Yeah.
64-48, January 26th and 24. That was at Tell City, a victory that you and I had here right here on 106.7 FM WMBI. You talked about the Tell City Marksmen on Monday night with Coach Newcomb at the Coaches Show at United Fidelity Bank. And I believe you mentioned there was a little bit of this team's been taking their lumps a little bit. And now that you've got the senior leadership for Tell City, right, that they are a team that you really have to be careful with.
Yeah, that's what he hit for his research. I will not say that I added anything to that, but he's pointed out that, they do have the four seniors and three juniors, and they've been playing together for quite a while, and they've been playing when they were freshmen and sophomores, and they did take lumps. So now they're getting to the point where they can compete with a level playing field, and as you pointed out, one win during November and or during December, and four so far in January. So they are improving, and we will see what happens. They actually traveled. I'm sorry, Chris, didn't interrupt you, but they actually traveled pretty well for Tell City. It's one of those towns you can't get here from there. I mean, it's just no good highways that go straight from here to there.
Well, there's some good highways around Warwick County that run between here and there.
They're improving, and I'm sure the next few years they'll really get good.
Let's just talk about that later. But, when we talk about tonight's matchup, there is a well-attended crowd here at Mount Vernon. It is homecoming night. King and Queen were announced in between the JV game and the varsity game. King Jackson Raven and Queen Riley Shellhorn. Congratulations to that pair and all the members of the homecoming court. The JV unfortunately lost to Tell City earlier tonight, 46-22. So let's just focus on this varsity game, Alan Bach.
Yeah.
You take the positive momentum at the end of the Carmine White County tournament. You go into a raucous crowd, it sounded like, on air Wednesday night at North Posey. What do you think are some of the things this Mount Vernon Wildcat team need to do early and often to get out on the right foot against what I call, in January at least, a dangerous Tell City team?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It is a dangerous team. Well, the one thing is, we gained momentum and played some very good ball over in Carmine. But with all of that, we do have three players that are injured. Bryce Clowers has a bad finger. Meyer Robb fell on his hip in his left hand. He went ahead and played the next game, and he's played. They've all played. It's just they're not 100%. Brady Schickel, we know, had surgery Monday on his nose, and he was wearing a mask, a heavier dude. Had two masks, actually.
Yeah, it looked like he's wearing the double mask again tonight from my vantage point.
He will. The one is the... to protect for the surgery, and the other is to protect the rest. I mean, the whole shooting match. So it's going to rest on his cheeks. If he gets bumped, hopefully his cheekbones will absorb it. But we got three of our starters that are injured, and they're not at 100%. So we'll have to do the best we can. And like they said, I was talking to Brady's dad and grandfather after the game Wednesday, and said, felt sorry for him, because can you imagine his ability, and yet he can't see well enough to do what he wants to do, and yet he left it all on the court. That's all you can ask of any player, leave it all on the court. So
have you ever played with a broken nose before?
Not when I was in grade school.
I got
bad.
I played rugby back in college, and I broke my nose in the first half. We were at a travel tournament.
Yeah,
and I broke it early in the first half of the rugby match, and we didn't have any substitution. So as the game went on, the match went on, and the more it swelled up, the closer my field of vision got to where I really couldn't see much more than an arm's length in front of me. And I imagine with that swelling, I don't think it would be as significant here a few days removed from the surgery. But he is definitely probably dealing with some diminished vision.
Absolutely.
I have no doubt with that statement.
Yeah, no peripheral, because when he tries to look side to side, he has to turn his whole body to see. He's not just glancing with his eyes. So that's a problem. But in a more direct answer to your question, we'll need to pass and cut more. We can't get in the pass and stand. So we have to work harder to get better quality shots. Some of the time Wednesday, it appeared like maybe we settled for a good shot when there was a better shot available if we would have just worked to cut a little bit more, whereas North Posey was cutting more and getting better shot selection. So that's the one thing. When you're dead early, no unforced turnovers. You know, take good care of the ball. I know that's cliche, but there were some times when you know, you get a little careless. Your focus wanes just a little bit. You might toss the ball lightly to your teammate, and you don't pay attention. There's a defender there that's going to jump the route and steal it and go length of court. Or you might, you know, try to throw it across court and not see that there's a you know, a defender that's there going to jump, just like a quarterback throwing downfield. You don't see the safety coming across. So those kinds of things that you know, we just need to clean up and put 32 minutes together. I talked to Coach about it the other day, that we can play 25 minutes of really good ball. We can play 30 minutes of really good ball. But as competitive as all these games are that we have, that's not good enough. I mean, you know, you might get away with a 30-minute game sometime, but that's just enough to tip it in the favor of your opponent much of the time, too. We had, I think, is that four or five games now that have been decided on a basket or a last-second shot.
It sounds. I feel like five.
And that's, you know, and we've gotten kind of snake bit. So
we've had three in overtime, and then one on a two-point loss at the buzzer. I'm just looking through the numbers. You're correct. It's four. Four that we've had so far this season. Again, you can hear inner Sandman across the PA system here at Mount Vernon High School. And Alan Buck, that can mean only one thing. The imminent arrival of the 500 Mount Vernon Wildcats about to enter the court here in the gymnasium. We're going to step away and take a brief two-minute timeout. We'll be back with the pregame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out our vehicle of the week, a 2021 Cadillac XT5. It's a one-owner car with a 3.6-liter V6, heated and cooled seats, a large sunroof, and just 73,000 miles. The ACT pre-owned price is $24,990. Financing available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This week at Bud's Hardware, get your propane tanks refilled. A 20-pound propane tank can be filled for $14.99, 30 pounds for $22.50, and 100-pound propane tanks for $75. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, your full-service hardware store in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
It's truck month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during truck month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live on a homecoming Friday night here at Tell City against Mount Vernon, getting ready to announce the starting lineups. Alan Buck, you had a point you wanted to make.
Yeah, one of the things I noticed in the JV game, Reese Harshbarger, I don't think he played more than one quarter, which might mean that the coach is going to save him for four quarters tonight. Wednesday night in the game, we had Ryder Snodgrass and Brady Schickel both on the court at the same time, which is good for our rebounding. He might be planning to use Harshbarger a little bit more and, to sub in for Brady and his face the way it is, and also not lose anything on the boards. Just my own interjection there.
Great rendition of our national anthem here for the live audience. A good capacity crowd here at the gymnasium tonight. Alan, do you have the starting five for the visiting Tell City marksman?
Yeah, for Tell City, they're going to start the junior, number zero, Owen James, and they list him at 6'2". Number four, he's a senior, Nolan Gebhardt. They list him at 6'3". They got number 11, Talon Jennings. He's also a senior. They list him at 6'3". Number 13, Isaac Lindauer, a senior, at 6'4". And number 23, Byron Meserve. He is a senior, and they list him at, they just turned the lights out,
5'10".
Yep. And they are coached by
Dane Seibert.
Thank you.
5'10", and this is first year Tell City. And the lights have gone out here in the gymnasium. People with their cell phone lights. It's really the scene here when this home crowd welcomes these Mount Vernon Wildcats to the gymnasium tonight in the starting five for the Mount Vernon Wildcats will be number zero, Nash Hostetter, 5'10 junior guard. Number one, Meyer Robb, a 6'2 junior guard. Number three, Grayson Boozy, a 5'9 junior guard. Number 11, Brady Schickle, a 6'3 junior guard. And to round out the starting five for the Mount Vernon Wildcats, number 23, Bryce Flowers, a 6-foot junior guard. And they're coached by head coach Joseph Newcomb, who is 53-85. And this is 6th year at Mount Vernon. Alan Buck,
did you want me to fill in the weights for you?
No, we're good. Okay. County Fair is not for a few more months. We'll be good. So, Alan, any final thoughts as we set the tip off here in Mount Vernon with Friday Night Basketball, 106.7 FM WNBI? I want to welcome those of you listening online at MountVernonRadio.com as well.
Well, one thing that Jarrett pointed out Wednesday night looked like North Posey had more players involved in their offense. Our bench was a little shorter. We had 7 players in the rotation, and they had more like solid 8 or 9. That's why I wonder if maybe Harshbarger will play a little bit more, particularly with the help we might need on the boards. And then, of course, with the performances that Logan Flowers has been giving us, Coach doesn't hesitate to use him early and often on defense when we need it. That kid can flat play some defense. Cousin Tristan would be proud of that.
Nolan Gebhard sent the tip off for Tennessee, the 6'3 senior forward. He'll go against Brady Schickle. Mount Vernon going left to right on your dial to start the first half here. Buckle up. It's time for Friday Night High School Basketball in Indiana. Schickle with the tip. Kicks it over to Clowers. He'll find Hostetter. He'll walk it across here, left to right, sets up the Wildcat offense for the first time tonight. Schickle to free throw line, looks for help, kicks it out to Boozy. Boozy calls on Hostetter, pulls it up, backs up, gets some separation, finds Boozy on the right side. He hits Hostetter in the corner, feeds Schickle down low, spins, goes towards the basket, can't get it to go. Owen James with the rebound, he'll bring it up for Tennell City.
Yeah, the man-to-man defense by both teams.
Lindauer goes down low to James. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Tell City ball.
I think they're calling a foul on Nash.
Oh, wow, yeah. You're correct.
I thought he fouled him, but I thought maybe he missed it and was going to call it out of bounds. And if it would have been, it would have been out of bounds on Tell City because the ball came out of his hands and his foot was on the line when he caught it again. But good call. Nash did get him on the wrist.
Reserve drives in, puts up a 10-footer. Air ball, rebound, Boozy. So 7:16 to go here in the first, scoreless game.
I don't see how Boozy did that. He defended the shot and then got the rebound.
Hostetter went up, got fouled. That's going to be on number 13, Lindauer. So just like that, 7:11 on the clock. And Hostetter's go to the line, shooting a couple. One team foul apiece here. And it was a hack. I mean, it was clear.
Oh, yeah, that was a good – both fouls have been good calls. I have no problem with either of them. They were really good.
Hostetter gets the roll. 1-0 Mount Vernon on the second untimed opportunity, first of the evening.
Yeah, he has been shooting very, very confidently as of late, getting just more and more. With each game, his confidence in his own shot grows.
And then he misses.
You're welcome.
Bless wow. America. I'm going to start making you put quarters in for that. James kicks it over to Lindauer. Lindauer back out to number 4, Gebhard. Gebhard at the free throw line under pressure. Looks to James on the right wing. Trying to get a little help.
Oh, nice.
Drives in. Stolen. Oh, no. It's actually gotten back by James.
Now stolen by
Schickle. Schickle on the fast break. Loses it. Gets it back. Finds Robb. Robb way in the corner on the left side. Finds Hostetter. He drives through the lane. No look to Schickle. Schickle runs it down. I don't think he was prepared.
I don't think he could see it.
Yeah, his pass was stolen by Gebhard. Gebhard on the fast break. Goes up. Gets an easy 2. 2-1 Tell City here with 6:23 to go in the first.
That was kind of a wild exchange. We had opportunities and couldn't capitalize on them. Tell City made the steal and got the layup.
I don't think you no-look past the guy that's wearing the double-sided nose protector.
No, that's something that, you know, we talk about that. You've got to consider who you're throwing to. Now, you probably throw into the best hands on the team, but without his vision, you're right. You got to be cautious on those passes.
Boozy up top, kicks it over to Robb. He finds Hofstetter in the left corner. Dribbles back up, gets it to Schickle. Schickle out to Clowers, to Hostetter. Good ball movement by the Wildcats here as we're under 5:42 to go in the first. 2-1 Tell City lead. Boozy for three. Off the mark. No good. Schickel knocks it in. Tries to save it. He does, but right to James. James is going to take it up. Stops at the basket. Kicks it back out to Jennings.
Jennings just gave an elbow to shove Costa out of the way.
Banks it in for two. 4-1 Tell City with 5:19 to go here in the opening quarter. They're letting them play a little bit down there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a matter of which team going to get used to it first.
Hofstetter dribbles at the free throw line, stops, puts up a shot. Can't get it to go. Rebounded by Lindauer. And Tell City on the move. James takes it across right to left. Sets up the marksman offense. At the top of the key. Works it over to Mazur. Goes down low to Jennings. Jennings from 10 foot away. Nails it. It's a 6-1 Tell City lead.
If we don't score this possession, I would say Coach Newcomb ought to call a timeout because we can't dig a hole.
Flowers for three off the mark. And I think it goes out of bounds. Actually saved. Schickel goes up, gets it to go. 6-3, the Tell City advantage. Under 4.5 to go here in the first. Marksman with the ball. Press pressure being applied by the Wildcats. James gets across. Flowers is all over him. And then it's knocked away by Hofstetter. Gets it to Boozy. Good defense by Mount Vernon. Rob in the corner. Works it back out. Top to Boozy. Boozy looks to Coach Newcomb. Gets a little guidance. 4:05 to go. 6-3, the marksman advantage. Wildcats with the ball. Rob up top. Dribbles into the paint. Lays it up. Gets the bounce.
And style points. You got to give him some style points for that one. That was impressive. I don't know who Jack Campbell's subbing in for, but he's at the scorer's table right now. And our guards, all of them, have been putting together a lot of energy. And as Bryce Flowers had Owen James pinned up by the sideline, and James dribbled it off his foot out of bounds.
Campbell comes in for Boozy. Flowers gets it to Hofstetter. He'll walk it across, left to right, down a point, 6-5, the marksman advantage. Yeah, Clowers just walked. Campbell
just shuffled his feet.
Rob with the ball drives in.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Oh my.
7-6. The Wildcats take the lead back with 3:24 to go here in the first.
You know, I hate it when announcers do what I just did. I just turned into a fan, and all I could say was, oh, wow. I hate that. But I made a mistake. But that was a very impressive shot. Up and under and spin off the glass. Meyer Rob.
Jennings with the ball. Works it over to James on the right side. Back over to Jennings. Jennings up top. Hofstetter on him. Tries to drive in. Ball knocked out of bounds. Actually, Hofstetter knocked it out, but Schickel saved it. Wildcats with it. Campbell down there. Thought about a three. Pulls it down. Cross court to Rob. Rob drives in. Yep. That's a good call.
Yeah, he had the ball out high. He did a little bit of a turn and twist and then took off. And when he did, he dropped his pivot foot back.
Harshbarger is going to check in for Hofstetter here with 2:44 to go. A 7-6 Mount Vernon lead. It's Tell City ball.
Okay, well, so far I've got one right. Harshbarger's going to get a little bit more playing time.
Marksman on offense. Fight through the double team. Cross court pass to Mazur for three. Wow, he nails it. 2-point marksman lead, 9-7 with 2:27 to go here in the opening quarter. Rob walks it across left to right. Sets up the Wildcat offense. Over to Campbell. Campbell on the right side. Tries to go down low. Kicks it back over to Clowers. Clowers to Harshbarger. Rob all outside the three-point arc. Schickel way out there in the left corner. Dribbles in. Stops. Kicks it up to Rob. 2:05 to go. Wildcats down by 2, 9-7. Rob over to Campbell. Thought about pulling the trigger. Had his feet set. Rob now drives into the paint, finds Clowers. He'll pop a three. Off the mark, rebounded by Lindauer. It'll be Tell City ball up two with 1:48 to go here in the first. Gabbert gets it over to James. James with some fancy dribbling, in trouble. Kicks it up top to Lindauer. Back to James for a long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Clowers. 1:32 to go here in the first. Wildcats down 9-7. Mount Vernon with the ball. Rob will take an uncontested three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Schickel. Schickel back out to Campbell. He'll try a three. Can't get it to go. And Schickel fought for the rebound, but he is fouled. So I don't stop it here with 1:18 to go in the first. And let's see who did it. I believe I didn't catch the number. I'm waiting for him to put it on the scoreboard. But
zero, I think.
Okay. Then that's Owen James. So it'll be Wildcat ball. Rob set to inbounds. Gets it to Campbell. Rob in the corner. Thought about pulling the trigger.
That's that inbounds play they run. He just didn't have his feet set, so he passed up the shot. Good for him.
Was on James. They just put it up there.
Okay.
Rob's going to pull him back. Snodgrass checked in during the break in the action. Rob under pressure. Fights through five people and draws the foul. Take your pick between the marksmen. They were all in the vicinity.
And that's on Nolan Gebhard. Like you said, there were three of them all taking whacks at him. Meyer Robb is red hot with his feet, and his driving is just terrific. And he's got some good up and under moves and scoop shots. And wait a second, that's a shooting foul.
That's what
the coach was just telling the referee, and we just took that. So
Campbell up top, gets it to Robb. Sidesteps some defense, kicks it to Campbell. He'll fire a three.
Yeah, baby.
Nails it. 10-9. Wildcats back in front by one with 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter.
I was dead in line with that one when it left Jack's hand.
Hill City takes it across. There was a travel they didn't call.
Yep, dragged his trail foot.
Meserve drives along the baseline, puts up high off the glass.
Nice block, harsh
tipped up by Jennings. Campbell with the rebound. Looks for some help, finds it to Robb. 26 on the clock. Rob's going to pull it back, looks to coach, gets a little guidance. They'll probably go for the final opportunity of the quarter.
When was the last time you saw this without Nash Hostetter or Nash dribbling the ball? Nash is usually the one holding the ball till we get to 10 and go, but this time it's Meyer Robb.
There at 8, he needs to go, and he does. Dribbles in, kicks it in the corner to Harshbarger for 3. Off the mark, no good. There's a scrum for it, and no shot at the buzzer. It'll be 10-9 Mount Vernon at the end of the first quarter. We'll take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? LeMans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The LeMans staff is friendly, and they know their products. LeMans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at LeMans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from Mount Vernon. It's the start of the second quarter. Wildcats 10, Marksman 9. It'll be Tell City ball here to start the second, Alan Buck.
Nash Hostetter's back in the game. He went in for Brady Schickel, and I had set off the air to bring the break. Brady's passed up some shots he normally would take. He just can't see, and he's not comfortable, and so he's doing the right thing. He's in there fighting for rebounds, but he's giving up the shot to his
teammates. Drives in, gets it to Meserve. Meserve. Tries to go to Lindar. It's knocked away by Robb. Harshbarger comes up with it. Finds Robb. Robb brings it across left or right.
Hit it.
They get it in the corner to Campbell. Campbell for 3 off the mark. And that's a good rebound there by Isaac Lindauer for Tell City. 10-9.
Go ahead. Harshbarger was in there giving him all he could handle, but Lindauer got a good rebound.
Kleinman, number 20 for Tell City, missed the 3. Hostetter drives coast to coast. Bucket and the foul.
And the rebound. Hostetter got the rebound to start that off. So that was an 84-foot play on his part.
12-9 with the extra opportunity pending here with 7:20 to go in the half.
I was talking to his grandmother before the game. She came over and introduced herself, talking about Nash using that speed on the basketball court that he's got so much of. And that time he did put it to good use.
Gets the roll. 13-9, four-point lead for Mount Vernon. Largest of the evening, so that foul officially goes on Meserve, his first, team's first.
The way that free throw hit the rim, I wouldn't have bet on it crawling over and getting in there, but it did.
Jennings takes it up, guarded by Snodgrass. Looks for some help. They switch to Harshbarger. Meserve in the corner, Rob all over him, dribbles back up top. Trying to go down low to Jennings. Jennings cross court, good ball movement. That's a three-point opportunity for Tell City by James. No good, rebounded by Rob. Rob to Hostetter, to Snodgrass. He drives in.
That's a good call on a block. Player wasn't set, but Snodgrass, as we know, is strong enough. I mean, he's a football player, and he's very strong. On the contact, he knocked the Tell City player on his tail end, but the kid wasn't set. It's just that's the difference between a football player and a basketball player. Something's going to give, and it isn't the football player.
First on Jennings. Snodgrass misses the first opportunity. So that's two team fouls on Tell City with 6:47 to go here in the half. Snodgrass second on pending. Nothing but net, 14-9. Make it a five-point lead for Mount Vernon here with 6:46 to go now.
That was a real pretty free throw by Ryder. Excellent form and right down the middle.
James brings it up. Snodgrass all over him.
We got a mismatch. Hostetter switched off on the
Kleeman just traveled.
Nice. Now that was caused by Snodgrass playing defense on James, who Kleeman was trying to pass to, or to whom Kleeman was trying to pass, and Snodgrass messed it up so that Kleeman had to hold the ball a little longer, and he'd already picked up his foot, caused the travel. Nice job, Ryder.
Harshbarger, and it looks like
Schickel comes in for Harshbarger.
Campbell took a seat too.
So Boozy and no. Not Boozy.
It was Clowers.
Clowers came back.
Clowers with the ball. Gets it over to Hostetter. Dribbles at the free throw line. Looks for help from Rob. Rob dribbles in the paint. Pulls it back. Trying to find that separation. Now out to Snodgrass. Snodgrass.
Almost traveled.
Finds Rob. Rob up top. Heavy pressure Rob's being applied by Gebhard. Rob goes around him. Drives in. Pulls it back.
As I say, you better get rid of it. Gebhard almost had a five count on him, even though he was trying to penetrate.
Gets it to Hostetter. 5:55 to go. Wildcats up by five, 14-9. Three ball there for Mount Vernon. Off the mark by Snodgrass. Put back by Schickel is good. 16-9, make it a seven-point lead. Largest of the evening so far for Mount Vernon.
That shot by Snodgrass just kind of hit on the rim in the backboard right in that corner and just kind of...
Oh, they're holding it. Schickel takes it, goes all the way, banks it in for another two.
He just snuck up behind the Tell City ball handler that was holding the ball, and he just grabbed it out of his hands and took off.
Tell City calls a timeout. We'll take one, too. 18-19 Mount Vernon with 5.5 to go in the second. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, high yield certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 5.5 to go here in the second. 18-19, 9-point lead for Mount Vernon now.
18-9.
Oh, yeah, you're correct.
18-9.
You just said 19 during the break.
I put it in your head there.
You put it in my head.
Sorry about that.
9-point lead, 18-9.
Mount Vernon is being very aggressive defensively. We're switching very well, very cleanly. And it's no disrespect the way I'm going to say this, but even when Harshbarger was in there, he's typically a JV player. He doesn't have as much experience with these guys. But when the defense was switching, he was Johnny on the spot, and he was putting excellent pressure on whomever he was guarding. And we've had a number of deflections and several steals. I'd like to see how many steals directly we've gotten already.
Owen James takes it across right to left for the marksman. Sets it up to Jennings. Jennings up top under pressure from Clowers. Almost a five call. They go down low to number 13, Lindauer. He banks it in. 18-11. Wildcats still up with 5:07 to go in the half.
And they're still playing man-to-man. Mount Vernon's running their weave out the top.
Rob up top with it. Dribbles over to the left. Now cuts back to the right. Thought about it. He'll take a three. He nails it from NBA range, 21-11.
He started to take it, and as you said, he passed it up. But the defender backed off of him, and he looked at it again and said, hey, I can hit this.
21-11, 4:38 to go. Wow, or a marksman with a three. That was James, no good. Rebounded by Schickel. Quickly to Hostetter. Hostetter in the paint. Cross court. Tries to go to Boozy. It's stolen by number 11, Jennings.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm mistaken. Oh, yeah, he did get the foul.
Yeah. So it'll be one team foul for us, two for them. First on Clowers. 4:25 to go here in the half. Del City with the ball. They'll go across right to left. Jennings takes it. Under pressure. Has Hostetter all over him, pulls back and thinks about it.
Nice footwork, Hostetter.
Work over to Meserve. Meserve on the left side, back up to James.
Schickel's playing three-quarter over the top on Jennings down low.
Meserve to Lindauer for three, and that's money.
Lindauer, pardon me. Yeah.
21-14. Wildcats still up with 3:54 to go here.
Yeah, that's a smooth shot from that, and he's more of an inside player, but he stepped out and hit that one very comfortably.
Hostetter tries to get some help from Clowers at the free throw line out to Boozy. Boozy into the paint. Knocked away, saved by Schickel. Schickel with another calming presence down there under the basket. Hostetter, Boozy, he'll pop a three. In and out, good. Clowers gets the rebound, fights for it. Goes to Schickel, and it goes off Schickel's hands out of bounds. And I tell you, that right there is from that face mask. He just did not see that pass.
And it was a perfect pass. It was over the heads of the Tell City player. It was like an alley-oop pass, cleanly over the head of Tell City players.
And trust me, I say that just to describe what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have all the respect for a player that's out there 5 days or less removed from a surgery.
Yeah, and he was way up there and just couldn't handle it because, like you said, he couldn't see it.
Lindauer drives in, gets it to go. Cuts it to a five-point lead for Mount Vernon, 21-16 with 3:04 to go in the half.
Lindauer's a ball player. They list him as a 6'4" center. He just on consecutive trips hit a three-pointer and a driving layup and didn't have a problem with either one.
A little bit of a run for Tell City. They get it to Boozy for three. He nails it, 24-16, and they're going to take a timeout, or we're going to take a timeout. We'll be right back. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMBI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out our vehicle of the week, a 2021 Cadillac XT5. It's a one-owner car with a 3.6-liter V6, heated and cooled seats, a large sunroof, and just 73,000 miles. The ACT pre-owned price is $24,990. Financing available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me on Buck. 24-16 Wildcats, 2:45 to go. In the half, Alan Buck, talk to me about that timeout we just took.
Yeah, that's I think they're going to do something, adjustment on the defensive end, because Lindauer has just done, like I said, outside and inside, and we didn't have any help when he was driving to the basket. There was no weak side help coming over.
James with the ball on the right side, guarded by Harshbarger. Finds Jennings. Jennings pulls it back over to James. A little bit of back and forth. It's now they get it to, I believe that's number 12. And that's Kleinman.
They've got very good spacing out there. That's what was keeping us. But now our defense is clogging them up very nicely.
Lindauer with Flowers on him. Tries to drive through. They work it around. They had an opening, but they pull it back. And then they just lost it. Kleinman tries to save it. Jennings tried to save it. They give it to James. He does. Takes it across right to left. 1:57 to go. Wildcats up by 8. They try to go down low. Clower steps in front of it. Finds Schickel. Now back up to Rob. Wildcats in business. 1:48 in the half. Meyer Rob up top. Dribbles in. Stops. Kicks it out to Harshbarger. He drives. attacks the basket, gets his put back.
They stopped him, and then Parshbarger looked like he was going to throw it to the corner to Meyer Robb, and both of the guys bid on the fake and backed off. Parshbarger just turned and tried to lay it up, but he was far enough away. He left it short, got his own rebound, and they fouled him, and he's going to the line. Second foul on James. Excellent play by Parshbarger. Just terrific.
Hits the first one, makes it 25-16. 136 on the untimed opportunity number two. Misses that one. Jennings comes down with it. Finds number 12, Kleeman. Back over to Jennings. He'll take it across. Drives, finds a seam, spins, goes to the basket. Can't get it to go. Rebound by Robb. 120 to go here in the half. 25-16 Mount Vernon. Boozy drives in the paint. Goes with the layup. Can't get it to go. I'm surprised Parshbarger didn't get called with a foul. Jennings had the rebound. Gets it to Kleeman. Kleeman over to Lindauer. And that's Missouri for a long three. In and out, no good. Rebounded by Parshbarger. Flowers walks it down. 56 seconds to go. We'll probably go for the final opportunity, up 25-16.
Boy, this has been some fast and furious action. It's a low-scoring game, but it's not for lack of effort and lack of hustle.
Uzi for three from the top.
That was tipped. Yeah. That was tipped. Leave it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think Clowers realized it was tipped. Good hustle by Clowers.
Yeah.
Hostetter's going to check in.
Oh, wait a minute. They're saying, okay, never mind. Yeah, I thought for a minute he might have said that the ball hit the line instead before Clowers tried to save it, but. Yeah, the referee acknowledged it did get tipped.
35 seconds. Tell City takes it across. Sets up their offense down 25-16. They try to get it in the corner, and they do to number four, Gebbert. Gebbert out to Lindauer. Goes down low to 11, Jennings. Banks it in for two, 25-18. 18 on the clock. Robb's going to walk it up here. Slowly, he'll probably cross the timeline and does. About 10 seconds to go. Hostetter on the right side, 8 on the clock. Get some help from Schickel. He'll pop a three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound by Tell City, and they're not going to get a shot off. So at the half, it'll be Mount Vernon 25, Tell City 18. We'll take a three-minute timeout and be back with the halftime show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM, WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
This is Justin Schmidt, Regional Manager for Crane Credit Union in Posey County. I want to remind you that Crane Credit Union is committed to serving Posey County. With three locations, familiar faces, and local decisions, we are able to offer cutting-edge products and services that you want, along with hometown feel that you deserve. When you become a member at Crane Credit Union, you're helping to support this community and the schools and organizations that matter to you. Visit us in person at one of our local branches in Poseyville, Mount Vernon, or St. Wendell, or online at cranecu.org to find out how easy it is to join. Crane Credit Union, federally insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This week at Bud's Hardware, get your propane tanks refilled. A 20-pound propane tank can be filled for $14.99, 30 pounds for $22.50, and 100-pound propane tanks for $75. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, your full-service hardware store in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, here at the half in Mount Vernon. It's the Wildcats 25, Tell City 18. Alan Buck, you have the stats ready to go for us.
Yeah, the Mount Vernon has won both quarters, 10-9 in the first quarter and 15-9 in the second one. So that's how we got the 25-18. Individually, Nolan Gebhardt has 2 points. And a personal foul. Fouls are not really an issue for anybody. Owen James has 2 for Tell City, but they've got 3 others with 1. Taylen Jennings has 6 points, 3 rebounds to go along with that. And Isaac Lindauer's got 7 points, 5 rebounds. I mean, he's a player. Byron Meserve has the other 3 for Tell City. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Of the 8 players that have played, 7 have scored. And the one that is not is Bryce Clowers, but he's got a couple of rebounds to go along with a foul. So he's doing
and
he's
his defense. I mean,
he's done some really good things defensively. I don't keep steals, but I know he's got a couple of them and some deflections too. And other than that, just basically harassing people unmercifully. But Nash Hostetter, Nash got 4. Meyer Robb's got 7. Jack Campbell's got 3. Grayson Boozy's got 3. Brady Schickel's got 6 to go along with 4 rebounds. Ryder Snodgrass has a free throw, and Reese Harshbarger has a free throw, and he's got a couple rebounds, and he's played some darn good defense too. And I don't mean to belittle him, but he hasn't gotten much varsity action. He's primarily a JV player, but he's showing that he's growing more and more into the role then the coach is certainly comfortable using him. So we've had good contributions from everybody that's played. Offensively, Tell City spreads the floor nicely and they cut very well. Mount Vernon defensively has been switching very well and usually getting good help defensively on the backside. So we've been holding back.
That's some breaking news out of Carmine.
Oh,
Mitchell Edwards finally broke the scoring record for Carmine White County tonight.
Was Cole Carter there to call it?
15-09 was the score. You know, he was 13 points away last Saturday afternoon when we held him to 2. So all he had to do was score 12 points tonight. He must have done that about 10 minutes ago. You know, it's just a wonderful, wonderful representative of that all-tournament team that scored 2 points against us last Saturday. We'd like to, on behalf of Alan and myself and all the people here, we'd like to congratulate you on your effort.
You know, we took a 6'7" swing player and put a 6-foot guard on him, and when the guard needed a little bit of rest, we put a 6'1" guard on him.
So, I just thought I'd break in because that just popped up on my social media feed. We talk about this Tell City team, even down, 7 at the half, they're kind of lingering, and with their leadership that they have and their ball movement, and the thing that really impresses me, like you said earlier, multiple times in the first half, is their spacing on the court to where they're very disciplined when it comes to that. And if it wasn't for the defense of Flowers and a few others, I have a feeling that score might be a lot closer than it is here.
Absolutely. Absolutely it would be. And I wish I could see the turnovers, because we've not turned over but a couple of times that I know of. Let's see. I know we had a travel. We've had a couple of errant passes. I would say our turnovers are below 5, and I would say our steals on them are 5. I'm talking about out-and-out steals. So if they have any other travels or double dribbles or what have you, that would be, you know, in the other category. But yeah, our defense has been very, very good.
On a homecoming Friday night, I'd be remiss if we didn't honor King Jackson Raven and Queen Riley Shellhorn. Congratulations to them and all the members of this basketball 2025 Mount Vernon Wildcat homecoming court. Alan, both teams, I think the Wildcats just returned from the locker room.
Yeah, I'd look forward to the next Hagen Sauce meal that we get and with the homemade potato chips from the Shellhorn family. But
the Tell City marksman yet to come out with 2 minutes from the start of the second half. That makes me wonder, are they getting a talking to here?
Yeah, I'm sure they might. They're going to have some adjustments. The way their offense has been running, I wouldn't have any adjustments for that other than take care of the ball a little bit
better.
Judging
from the body language as they start to enter out of the tunnel, that is not the look of somebody that had a very positive talking to from the coaching staff at the half.
Yeah, they might have gotten chewed on a little bit. But
I mean, I'm a body language expert in my spare time, Alan Buck, and that is not a very motivated body language from the 10 that are dressed there tonight.
Well, this is a team that there have been times that my comment in warm-ups was, this team doesn't want to be here. You know, and that's, I don't know if that, now that was a few years ago on the Tell City team, but I don't know if they...
Maybe they have some Mount Vernon PTSD.
Could be. I don't know, but I tell you, I'm sure there are some players over there that they don't want to see any more Bryce Clowers. They don't want to see any more of...
And we haven't even unleashed Logan Clowers yet.
No, and he's been red hot. Okay, you talk about shooters being red hot. Logan Clowers has been red hot on the defensive end. I mean, he basically shut down the all-tournament point guard, Justice Dagg, from Fairfield. And Dagg is a terrific player. I'm not bad-mouthing him. I'm just saying that's how well Logan Clowers played. And then Wednesday night against Tell City, or against North Posey, he played very well once again. But we've got our defense has been very cohesive all over the place. Ryder Snodgrass did it. He caused a travel just by guarding the guy that was supposed to receive the pass.
Starting five back in the lineup for Mount Vernon. It'll be Hofstetter, Clowers, Rom, Schickel, and Boozy. I forgot to mention tonight's officials: Dennis Espenlob, Matt Burtum, and Ryan Meese. That's your officials. I apologize for not getting that in earlier.
It's good that you got them in now, because they are a good crew and they deserve to be recognized.
Wildcats going right to left to start the second half. Clowers with the ball to Rom, to Schickel. He banks it high off the glass. Can't get the roll, though. Clowers fights for it, tries to save it, and it'll be Tell City ball with the good hustle from Clowers. 7:46 to go here, third quarter, 25-18. Wildcats, marksman with the ball. Pressure starting to be applied by Hofstetter on the man taking it up.
Yeah, picking him up about three-quarter court on the man-to-man.
James with the ball, works it over to Lindauer. Kicks it up to Meserve. Hands it off to Gebert. Gebert up top. Finds, I can't see that number. That's James.
James, yeah.
James under all over pressure. James. Stolen by, knocked out by Schickel. Meserve runs it down. They find a man in the corner. Back out to number 11, Jennings. Jennings trying to find some traffic. Spins at the free throw line. Back out to Gebert. Gebert has Rob on him.
Oh, nice.
And then Hofstetter knocks it out of bounds off Meserve's hand. It'll be Tell City ball right in front of their bench.
That's terrific defense on the parts. Boozy, Hofstetter, Clowers, Schickel, and Meyer Rob. I named all five of them. They've just all been playing terrific defense on that end. And Schickel almost had the steal. He just couldn't control it.
Jennings has Clowers all over him. Tries to get around him, goes, and they're going to call a foul on Clowers.
Yeah. Clowers got him on the wrist. He ended up on the ground. Meyer Rob went over and helped him up off the ground. It was nicely done.
Stops it with 6:48 to go. The second on Clowers. First team foul on the Wildcats. And that'll send Taylen Jennings, 6'3 forward, to the line for the marksman.
This kid's a player.
Nails it. Nothing but net. So 25-19 cuts it to a six-point lead for the Wildcats.
Yeah, he's got a pretty smooth shot. And, you know, he's one of the four seniors that they start.
I like that.
You're welcome.
How you did that.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that clever?
Yep. Knocked out of bounds. So it'll be Wildcat ball. 6:47 to go in the third, up by six. Hostetter's going to take it up right to left, uncontested till he gets past the timeline. Goes up the right side, looks for help, finds Schickel. Schickel's a free throw line. He'll just pop a shot. Can't get the bounce. Rebounded by number 11, Jennings. Jennings to James. He takes it up. Under pressure. Kicks it over to Jennings. He finds number 13, Lindauer. Lindauer puts his shoulder down. And they're going to say he stepped out of bounds. How do you not call
they're
something?
They're going to say Schickel knocked it out of his hands and it hit the
line. But, I
mean,
he lowered his shoulder on Schickel is what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He sure did. He thumped Schickel in the chest and backed him up. Schickel got his hands on the ball, knocked it out of his hands. And the ball hit the baseline before
Lazur gets it into Lindauer. Schickel almost got it. Lindauer.
And Lindauer's a heck of a player. Tickle's giving him everything he wants.
Hands it off to James. Lindauer now. Schickel on him. He'll pop a uncontested or contested three off the front rim to Rob. Rob brings it up. 6 minutes to go. 25-19. Wildcats in front. Boozy in the corner. Back out to Rob. He'll pop a three. Can't get the bounce. And then it looks like Schickel saved it to Boozy. He finds Rob. Over to Hostetter, 5:45 now. Hostetter looks for a seam, dribbles back to the right, gets some help from Schickel, attacks towards the rim, stops 12 foot away, can't get it to go, rebounded by Jennings. Jennings to James, he pushes the issue, attacks, goes up, can't get the bounce, and they're going to say...
The guy that got the rebound stepped on
it
the...
It was Jennings, he stepped on the line, it'll be Wildcat ball, as Campbell's going to check in for Boozy.
Boozy was putting out an awful lot of effort on the defensive side, so it's good keeping the fresh legs in there.
25-19, Wildcats up. We have the ball right to left across the timeline. 5:23 to go in the third. Hostetter picked up by Mazur, hands it to Schickel, back to Clowers. Clowers to Campbell, thought about it, pulls it down, gets it to Rob. Over to Campbell up top, trying to get some separation, backs up, finds Hostetter. 5:07 to go here in the third. Hostetter dribbles up, hands it to Schickel. Schickel now to Rob. Rob dribbles in, attacks the basket, banks it high off the glass for two. 27-19, and if I'm not mistaken, Alan, that's the first points of the third quarter here with 4:51 to go for the Wildcats.
For Mount Vernon, yes. Yeah. The only point had been scored was the free throw by Tell City in over 3 minutes of play. But Meyer Rob, very aggressive drive. And Jack Campbell hasn't been able to get that three off because Jennings at 6'3 is the one checking him out there.
James under pressure. Gets it to Jennings. He drives in 12 foot away. Gets like three bounces. It goes 27-21 back to a six-point lead for Mount Vernon. Way down in the corner to Clowers. He feeds Schickel. Schickel has it knocked out of bounds.
They're calling a foul on one of them.
Okay.
You got to take your choice here once again. I think it's zero.
Yep.
Yeah.
That'll be on Owen James.
That's three on James.
Arshbarger and Snodgrass are going to check in for Clowers and Hostetter.
That I just want to say, when Jennings had the ball at the other end, Hostetter was on him. When Jennings took him inside, that's a bit of a mismatch. That's 6'3", guarded by 5'10".
Arshbarger with the ball up top. Gets it to Rob. Rob on the left side, dribbles up. Fights through, finds Schickel in the left corner. Back up top to Rob. Rob dribbles in, finds Arshbarger, sidesteps towards the free throw line to Schickel, to Snodgrass, I mean, over to Campbell. Back up to Rob. Rob under pressure. I tell you, Gebhard's giving Rob.
Yeah, but he's grabbing him, too.
Snodgrass banks it in. Can't get it to go. That's a rebound by number 20. That's Kleeman. As they get it to Lindauer, he drives in, stops, goes up. I'm surprised he wasn't fouled. Gets the second effort to go. The official said it was ball.
And that was that?
Lindauer.
Lindauer, thank you.
27-23. They've cut it to a four-point lead here with 3:35 to go in the third. Like I told you at the half, Alan, this Tell City team's lingering.
Yeah, they are. They're hanging around, and they're playing really well.
Rob in the corner to Snodgrass. Back up top to Rob to Snodgrass.
Oh, what a pass. What a pass. Meyer Rob got it out at the three-point line. Snodgrass cut to the basket, and that was a bullet.
29-23. They just called a timeout. We'll take one ourselves. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball on 106.7 FM WMVI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck, live from Mount Vernon High School, 3:19 to go in the third, 29-23 Wildcats. Coach Newcomb calling for that timeout, Alan Buck. Yeah. Kind of walk me through the mindset there.
Yeah, I think he's telling them on the offense we need to move and cut more, although this very last, the basket that they made was the perfect example of a give and go and a perfect cut by Snodgrass and a terrific pass by Meyer Robb. Talk about threading the needle. He threw it to the quarterback, so that was kind of ironic. The other thing is defensively, our defense isn't quite as sharp as it was in the first half, so I'm sure he wants to turn that notch up a little bit.
Wildcats with the ball. I mean, Marksman with the ball. They're going to bring it up. Work it around here. They get it to Gebbard. Gebbard drives in, spins, gets it to go. And that makes it a four-point lead for Mount Vernon with under three to go in the third, 29-25. We need to get points on this opportunity here, Alan Buck.
Absolutely.
Robb dribbles up the right side, gets it to Harshbarger. Through the paint, gets it out to Hostetter. He has his shot blocked.
Wow.
Meserve with the rebound.
Thought more than a shot got blocked, but...
letting them play down there. 2:33 to go in the third. Hill City down by four, 29-25. Stolen by Hostetter. He lays it up for an easy two. Makes it 31-25. 2:24 to go now in the third.
And Hostetter, Nash could have just run away from that guy and laid it in, but he was eyeing him and trying to let him foul him from behind and still get the basket. The guy didn't bite.
Jennings picked up by Snodgrass. Up top, over to the right side. Hands it over to Kleeman. Now back up top to James. Or actually, check that, Gebbard. Gebbard spins in the paint. Gets it to go. That's a 6'3 forward senior. Makes it back to a four-point lead, 31-27 for Mount Vernon. 1:50 to go here in the third. Robb walks it across right to left. Gets some help from Snodgrass. He'll take an uncontested three from NBA range. Can't get the bounce. Kleeman gets the rebound. Pushes the issue here to Jennings. Back to Kleeman. Slows it down. Finds Gebbard. Gebbard's been having some ability here in the third to penetrate that defense of Mount Vernon, Alan Buck.
Yes, he has.
They work it over. Lindauer on the right side into the paint. Bodies his way through. Can't get the shot to go.
Wow. I think Snodgrass got away with one there on Lindauer.
Hofstetter in the right corner. Back up top to Robb. 1:12 to go. Four-point lead, Mount Vernon, 31-27. Robb up the right side. Hands it off. No, he keeps it. Throws it to Campbell in the corner for three. Boom. 34-27. Make it a seven-point lead. We're under a minute to go here in the third. Wildcats up.
Meyer Robb saying, hey, that's my assist there, you know.
Gebbard drives in, spins at the paint, banks it in for two, and they answer. 34-29. Cuts it to a five-point lead, 45 seconds. Campbell baseline uncontested, banks it in for two. 36-29. Up to a seven-point lead again here with 36 seconds to go.
Tell City went to sleep there. We got it to Campbell in the corner, and nobody was between him and the basket. He just went down the baseline and had an uncontested layup.
Jennings on the left side goes to Lindauer. Lindauer at the free throw line, back out to Jennings. Jennings trying to create some separation, goes to Lindauer, and it goes out of bounds off of him. So 16.8 to go here in the third, 36-29. It'll be Wildcat ball.
And that was excellent defense by Harshbarger. He was fronting him. And they had to throw the pass high enough to get over Harshbarger. When it did, all Jennings could do was tip it with his finger, and he couldn't get a hold of it, went out of bounds.
Robb takes it across, 14 on the clock. Looking for the final opportunity of the quarter here. Hostetter has it, 9 on the clock. Up the right side, looks at the clock, fires a three off the mark. No good, gets his rebound, puts it up from 14 foot away. Can't get that to go. And the time will run out. So at the end of the third quarter, it'll be Mount Vernon 36, Tell City 29, 7-point lead for the Wildcats. We'll take a 60-second timeout and be back with the fourth. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMBI.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? LeMans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The LeMans staff is friendly, and they know their products. LeMans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at LeMans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Start of the fourth quarter. Wildcats up 36-29. A little AC/DC on the PA here to get the pounds riled up on a homecoming Friday night. King Jackson Raven, Queen Riley Shelbourne. And it'll be Tell City ball to start the fourth.
Yeah, that was an even quarter, 11 apiece.
Not what we wanted. Gebert on the right side under pressure, cross court, almost stolen by Rob. And that's a three attempt by number 20, Kleeman, no good. Rob ends up with it.
Great rebound by Clowers. Had a good block out there. We had two guys just looking at the ball with blockouts.
Hostetter trying to get the separation, kicks it out to Schickel. Schickel to Rob. Rob dribbles, finds Campbell. Campbell had an opportunity, finds back to Hostetter. He drives, can't get the bounce. And Schickel knocked it out of bounds by accident, but a good hustle by Brady Schickel. So with 7:18 to go, 36-29, it'll be Tell City ball. Wildcats with the lead.
Did you notice Nash stop and go? When they were going to switch on him, he just accelerated, got to the rim. He just left it an inch short.
Kleeman, the freshman, takes it up. Hostetter all over him. You know, I kind of forget he's only a freshman out there. Lindauer.
Yeah. Well, there are two Clemens, and the other one's a junior. But
they get it down to Gebert. Hits the shot to go. Cuts it to a five-point lead for Mount Vernon, 36-31 with 6:52 to go in the contest. Hostetter walks it across right to left. Sets up top. Gets it over to Campbell. Campbell on the left side. Dribbles in, finds Rob. Over cross-court to Hostetter to Rob. Rob drives in, back out.
He got shouldered.
So it'll stop. It was 6:34 to go. And I didn't see what number they called.
I believe it's Gebhardt. I believe it was four.
First team foul on the marksman. That'll be the first on Gebhardt.
Second on Gebhardt.
Second on Gebhardt. I was trusting I shouldn't trust the scoreboard operator anymore at home. They get it in here. Rob in the corner, dribbles back up top, trying to get that separation. Under 6.5 to go in the game, 5-point Wildcat lead. Hostetter looks to coach, dribbles up the right side, finds Campbell. Campbell to Schickel. Schickel to free throw line. Down low to Rob. Rob puts it up, hits it to go. 38-31, 7-point lead for Mount Vernon, 6:11 to go in the ballgame.
That was an unusual play. Schickel came up just below the free throw line to get the pass, and we turned around. Rob cut right underneath, straight in front of the basket, and Schickel got it to him. Layup Rob.
Yep. They missed it, and Campbell ended up with it. Got it to Rob. Rob to Hostetter up the left side.
Ooh.
Tries to go to Schickel.
Schickel moved right when Hostetter threw the ball, and it went right to
Meserve. Has people all over him, stolen by Hostetter. And how is that not a foul?
That's
coach
exactly
agrees.
What coach is
yeah,
saying.
Look at
how
his arms.
Not a foul. But it did get knocked out by Tell City, so it's Mount Vernon's ball. But goodness gracious.
Boozy checks in for Campbell here. 5:43 to go.
I'm going to give the golf clap to Jack Campbell. Steal. He got a rebound. He got that driving basket. And he doesn't get paid to drive.
They're going to say that went off a Hostetter. It looked like Meserve found him.
Yeah, got him with the body enough that Hostetter got off balance and he did push it out of bounds. But it was
Hell City's going to take a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 5:41 to go. 38-31 Wildcats. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer personal and business checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, ideal certificate of deposit rates, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our free mobile app provides you access to the accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. Now, that's a reason to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. Tell City with the timeout. 5:41 to go. 38-31, 7-point lead for Mount Vernon. Coach Buck, put your coach's hat on. Tell me why Tell City burned a timeout there.
Well, two reasons. First of all, Nash has had a couple of opportunities, a couple of layups that, it's easy to say from here, sure looked like he was getting fouled. I think the Tell City coach is saying, hey, we got to do something to stop that. Don't give him the opportunity to make those plays. And then the other thing is they do need points on this possession. They need to cut into the 7-point lead.
So that's Gebbard. Gets it over to Kleeman. Back up top. Jennings now has Rob on him at the Wildcat.
Gebhardt's trying to get positioned down low, and Clowers is in his way, so Gebhardt gave him the forearm shiver.
Gebbard has Clowers all over and backs up, finds Meserve. Meserve at the free throw line, just plows through Boozy. How do you not?
When you extend the forearm into the guy's chest, that's when they call the foul. And then we just had two players do that, and they didn't call either one of them.
Cuts it to a 5-point lead, 38-33, Mount Vernon. Clowers runs it down.
He just mishandled the ball. He just let a pass go right through his hands.
Jennings now brings it up, finds Kleeman for three, and he nailed it. Cuts it to a 2-point lead, under five to go. Tell City's been lingering, and now it's a one-possession game for Mount Vernon. Pressure being applied by Tell City. Rob has to get it across. Does, finds Boozy. Boozy stops, looks for help. Hostetter for three. Can't get it to go. Gebbard with the rebound finds Jennings. And here we are, 4.5 to go. Tell City with an opportunity to tie this ball game.
Or take the lead with a three.
Correct.
But I think they'll go inside with either Gebhardt or Lindauer. And Lindauer has it.
Lindauer throws it. Oh, actually, Kleeman ran it down. He'll take another three. And just like that, Tell City pulls in front by one, 39-38 with 4:09 to go. Coach Newcomb's seen enough. He'll take a timeout. We'll take one, too. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat Basketball, 106.7 FM WMVI, and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Buying a used vehicle doesn't have to be difficult. And when you buy from Auto Car Trader in Mount Vernon, it's not. At Auto Car Trader, you can expect fair prices, superior service, and a satisfying experience. Stop by this week and check out our vehicle of the week, a 2021 Cadillac XT5. It's a one-owner car with a 3.6-liter V6, heated and cooled seats, a large sunroof, and just 73,000 miles. The ACT pre-owned price is $24,990. Financing available for all credit situations. Visit Auto Car Trader today at 312 College Avenue in Mount Vernon and online at actpreowned.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside Alan Buck on a homecoming Friday night here in Mount Vernon. Wildcats down by one with 4:07 to go, 39-38, Alan Buck.
Yeah, you were exactly right. They just kept hanging around, and now they got consecutive threes from Kleeman. He was 0 for 2 on his three-pointers, hadn't scored the whole game, and he just hit two in a row. And that does a lot. Now, the one thing I still am wondering, it's pretty much an automatic in all levels of basketball when you're handling the ball and you extend your forearm to gain distance, gain separation, that's when they call it. And we just watched it. They didn't. So I'm kind of curious, and I don't know how you guard if they're going to allow that. But they've got a press on. And
they get it to Campbell. Back up to Rob. Rob gets it across to Schickel. Schickel hands it back to Meyer Rob. Under four to go. Clowers now with it on the right side. Meserve's going to draw him. Rob in the corner. Pulls it back up along the arc. Dribbles it to free throw line into the paint. Draws the foul.
And he got it. And he was fouled. He was going up with the shot. Now the crowd's going to get mad. They think it's a continuation. He was clearly going up with the shot, got hacked, just finished floating through the air and put it up. And that's on Jennings. That is his second.
Team second. Hostetter checks in for Harshbarger. So 3:47 to go. Untimed opportunity for a classic three-point play here for Rob.
And he doesn't get
it. Kleeman with the rebound. Hands it over to Jennings. 6'3 senior. Walks it across left to right. Looks for help. Finds Kleeman. Kleeman walk. They kick it back out to Meserve. He'll take an NBA range three.
I thought Haas got a finger on it, but maybe not.
Rebounded by Schickel. Gets it over to Hostetter. 3:22 to go. 1-point Wildcat lead. 40-39. We've got to come away with points on this possession.
Yeah, we need to string together several possessions in a row with points.
Hostetter dribbles in the corner, kicks it out to Clowers.
Don't let him have it.
Clowers back up top, looks to coach for guidance. 3:03 to go, clock running. 1-point Wildcat lead, 40-39. Schickel at the free throw line, gets it to Rob down low, pulls it back out to Clowers for three. I think that was tipped. And it was. Kleeman gets the rebound. Finds Jennings. Jennings will take it across. 2:45 to go. Rob on Jennings. Dribbles to the left. Looks for help. And it's knocked up in the air by Rob, but he ran it down. Back in the hands of Gabe Kleeman. They work it over. Almost a foul there. Kalen Jennings. That's a three for Lindauer. No good. Rebounded by Hostetter. 2:22 to go in the ballgame. 1-point Wildcat lead, 40-39. Hostetter, right to left, walks it across. Picked up by Meserve.
2:17 is too much for us to hold the 2:17 off the clock.
With the one lead, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have to get a score here.
Hostetter to Clowers.
Tell you what, I liked our defense on the other end of the floor, though, that last possession. And Lindauer's three was nowhere close. Rob tipped it and almost had a steal out of it.
Hostetter dribbles through the traffic, pulls it back. 1:50 to go. Clock continues to run. Serve on Hostetter. Dribbles by him, kicks it out to Clowers, over to Campbell.
Jack didn't have his feet set, or he had the opening there. And I'd trust Campbell to take that shot deep in the corner.
1:36 to go. 40-39. Wildcats with the lead. Hostetter with the ball at the free throw line. Dribbles it back.
We're looking a little uncomfortable. Yeah. I would say coach is going to call timeout in the next half minute or so if we don't do something different.
Rob pulls it back.
We look out of sync, is what I'm trying to say.
Rob under pressure, and they foul him.
Yeah. That's the fresh. Oh, Rob just kind of tossed it up, and it went in from about 25. That's going to be on Gabe Kleeman, the freshman. That's his first.
Gebert's going to check in for Gabe. Clowers went the ball in front of the Wildcat bench, throws it across court to Hostetter. 1:14 to go, 1-point Wildcat lead.
Oh, they're fouling so they can put us at the line. That's their fourth on the team, so the next one will go to the line. That was on Gebert, Meserve is second. And that Gebhardt, they just put him back in the game. He was just getting a minute rest.
They're
so
going to take a 30-second. We'll keep it here with 1:12 to go. So we're going to have the ball here, Alan. They're 1 point or one foul away from putting us on the line. Tell City, I like the use of the timeout there, down by one. Kind of walk me through the mindset there for both these coaches.
Well, now they're at the point where if they need to stop the clock, then they can do it. That's how they got to the four fouls. They're going to say, now, don't foul them. Play tight defense on Mount Vernon, but don't foul them. And then, but nothing easy. If we were going to get an uncontested layup, I'm sure they want to clock us. But, that's the main thing, is they've got the fouls where they want them. And then on the other end, well, he didn't, it's time, 30-second timeout, he didn't have time to go over both ends of the floor, but I'm sure they will work it inside. They've got, with Jennings, Lindauer, and Gebhardt on the court, one of those guys is going to be trying to drive inside. They're very, very capable, and they all have height on us.
Hostetter to Clowers to Rob. 1:07 to go. Rob through the traffic to Boozy. Boozy's in the corner, drives baseline, kicks it back out to Hostetter.
Oh, we've got five guards out there.
Yeah. Rob, and he's going to be fouled with 56.4, so he'll go to the line. to shoot a couple here. These are huge for us, Alan Buck.
I was wrong there. They did foul him, and that's on zero. That's on Owen. That's his fourth. And I guess they're figuring they'll outscore us from the three-point line coming down or, you know, gamble on us missing free throws too.
First shot's away, nothing but net. Makes it a two-point advantage. Yeah, I forgot to mention, Alan Buck, we want to wish a happy birthday to Nick Game Day Burton, 35 years old today.
Yep, Game Day does a lot down here for Mount Vernon.
We always appreciate the time we get with him. Wish him a happy birthday. Second opportunity, will make it a three-point lead here. Can't get it to go. I put the jinx on him. I'll take responsibility for that one. Either way, one possession game almost. If we keep them off the three line, Tell City with the ball, 46 seconds. They drive in. Kleeman can't get it to go. Gebhardt can't get it to go. Hostetter with the ball. Gets it to Rob. Rob will push it up right to left. Finds Schickle. And the pass was knocked out by James.
He just clobbered Boozy, who was trying to receive the pass, but he did knock it out. So it is Mount Vernon's ball. Schickle's going to stay on the floor. Boozy thought they were subbing for him. They put Jack Campbell in.
Windauer comes out, checks back in for Tell City. Rob's going to have the ball under the basket. Yeah, 32.9 to go.
Nope, now it's going to be hot. Nash going to inbound it.
41-39, we have the ball. They get it into Rob up top. Rob is going to be fouled immediately. 31.3 on the clock. Rob will go to the line.
That's Gebhardt fouls him, and that's Gebhardt's third. Well, this is what Jarrett and I were talking about Wednesday night. At this point in the game, fouls really aren't that important. I mean, they're not as critical. They're not in foul. However, when that game went to overtime, now these guys with three and four fouls were in foul trouble.
Rob nails it, makes it a three-point advantage. 42-39, 31.3 to go.
Okay, now
Clowers checks in for Campbell. That's offense for defense,
yep.
And this is huge. Rob at the line, second opportunity. Shots away.
Nope. Rebounded. Oh, but look at Clowers.
Clowers saves it. Rob gets it, and he fouled again. 28.1 to go. Rob's going to go to the line and shoot a couple more.
And that's let's give the golf clap to Bryce Clowers. He was behind. He was in second position on the rebound. He didn't go over the back. He went straight up and tipped the ball up and out. And
so James fouls out.
Oh, they called that one on James. I'm sorry. Yeah. I said it was on Gebhardt. My mistake.
So Lindauer checks in for him. Rob's first opportunity here with 28.1 to go. Nothing but net. 43-39, four-point lead. That was huge. We need that insurance on this second one, though, Alan.
Yeah. I tell you, that was a huge play from Bryce Clowers, and he did not go on the back because the guy didn't body him up.
Second one, rainbows in, and they're going to take a timeout. 44-39, Wildcats up 28.1. We'll step away. We'll be right back here listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside me, Alan Buck. 44-39 Wildcats, 28.1 to go. Alan Buck, you had a point.
Yeah, Tell City's got the ball. They're down five. Most broadcasters I hear, they'll say, well, you don't need to get a three right now. You can go for the two. You got to get 2 points, two baskets anyway. I disagree. I think if they get the three first, then if they foul Mount Vernon hits one free throw, two, then they can hit another three and they've tied it. If they go for a two now, Mount Vernon hits one out of two free throws, it's still a two-possession game. So I'm saying they should probably go for a three right off, but they'll take anything quick.
Jennings up top, and he's fouled by Rob.
I think they're calling that on Nope, I'm wrong. That was on Meyer, Rob.
First team foul for Mount Vernon, 23.5. you know, we've got four or three more fouls to give. We can run some of this clock.
Yeah, run clock and then foul them.
Gebbard has it.
But you know, make sure they're not shooting. And that's exactly what Clowers did.
19.2 on the clock. Clowers with his third.
That's his third, but Nash has one. Rob has one. That's all the fouls we've committed this game.
So we have two more to give with 19.2 to go.
Yeah, if we can make them eat 5 seconds or something and then foul them, that's great. You know, do that twice.
Kleeman has to get it in. Finally does to Jennings, and they get it in the corner. And they're going to foul Eli Kleeman.
That's too early. And Hostetter had him in such a position, he wasn't going anywhere anyway. He was going to, he couldn't have driven on him. He would have had to kick the ball back out, waste a couple more seconds, then foul.
Kleeman on the inbounds.
We still got one more we can get.
Gets it into Gebbard.
Oh, my.
Gebbard goes up, can't get it to go. Rebounded by Clowers. Clowers is going to hold it here. And they finally foul him with 5.2 to go.
I cannot believe the shot was missed. It was a point blank. And once again, Clowers grabs the rebound with, okay, 5.2 seconds left, 5-point lead. Clowers going to the line. I would take Brady Schickel out. No sense taking a chance on that nose. And, I mean, you know, he's played 25 minutes out of this game. But
Clowers misses the first one, remains a 5-point lead for Mount Vernon here. 5.2 to go, and you're correct. Now, looks like we have some substitutions here.
Logan, well.
No, they're sitting back down.
No, they're sitting back down. Yeah, okay. I guess he's going to just go stand pat with what he's got out there. 5.2 left, so we did use the clock. And they didn't foul. They didn't rush to foul Clowers.
Clowers got the second one. So 6-point lead here. Kleeman. Cross half court, he'll throw up a prayer. Wide left, and that's going to be a Mount Vernon Wildcat victory. 45-39, that's a final here on a homecoming Friday night from Mount Vernon. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. We'll be back with the postgame show. You're listening to Mount Vernon Wildcat basketball on 106.7 FM WMBI and online at mountvernonradio.com.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
This week at Bud's Hardware, get your propane tanks refilled. A 20-pound propane tank can be filled for $14.99, 30 pounds for $22.50, and 100-pound propane tanks for $75. Bud's Hardware is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until 5. Serving Mount Vernon since 1874. Bud's Hardware, your full-service hardware store in Mount Vernon.
How do you like your pizza? For zesty, authentic Italian, there's only one, DiMaggio's. Can't wait? All mine orders are available at DiMaggio's.com. Also savory pastas, calzones, wings, Italian sandwiches, salads, and cannoli. DiMaggio's Italian Pizza, voted the best pizza in the tri-state. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon. Call 838-9850 for DiMaggio's.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
It's Truck Month at Expressway Jeep. We have a huge selection of fresh off-lease Ram trucks, like a 22 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,555, or a 22 Ram Bighorn 4x4 for only $34,775, or a 21 Ram Bighorn Night Edition 4x4, only $33,675. Big selection, all sale price, you will save thousands during Truck Month at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Excludes previous offers. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to make your real estate dreams a reality? Then give us a call today at Team Milam of ERA First Advantage Realty. Our community and market knowledge and effective negotiation skills are what you need, whether you are buying that dream home or selling your existing property. Team Milam has been the number one realtor and team in Posey County for the last 15 years. See our listings online at teammilam.com or call 812-453-1068 to discuss your needs. Team Milam Real Estate, going that extra mile.
What do you expect when shopping for a power sports vehicle? How about a huge selection of in-stock units? Le Mans Motorsports has a showroom that's full. Honda, Kawasaki, Yamaha, Suzuki, and CF Moto. The Le Mans staff is friendly and they know their products. Le Mans Parts Department is full of in-stock parts and accessories with service second to none. Expect it all and get it all at Le Mans Motorsports, Route 45 in Fairfield, Illinois, just minutes off I-64, and servicing the tri-state since 1975.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Chris Cook alongside Mal Buck. A homecoming victory here on a Friday night in Mount Vernon. Wildcats hold on at the end by a score of 45-39. Alan Buck, let us know how we got here.
Okay, well, as I said, I always like to talk about the quarter scores. Mount Vernon won the first quarter 10-9. We won the second quarter 15-9. The third quarter was even 11-11. So we go into the fourth quarter with a 7-point lead. They outscored us 10-9, and we ended up winning by 6, 45-39. For Tell City, Owen James did not score, had a couple rebounds and fouled out. Nolan Gebhardt, 5 for 7 from 2-point range for 10 points, had a rebound, a couple of fouls. He had hit his first 5 shots, and he missed his last 2 down the stretch, including the very last one of the game for before the desperation heave. But played a good game, and I'm surprised they didn't go to him a little more often. Taylor Jennings was 4 for 5 on 2-pointers, 1 for 2 from the free throw line for 9 points. He had 6 rebounds and 2 personal fouls. Isaac Lindauer was 3 for 5 on his 2-pointers, 1 for 3 from distance, 9 points, 6 rebounds and a personal foul. Eli Kleeman was 2 for 5 on 3-pointers for 6 points, had 3 rebounds. And Byron Meserve was 1 for 3 on 2s and 1 for 3 on 3s for 5 points, had a rebound and a couple of fouls. For your Mount Vernon Wildcats, Nash, 2 for 6 on 2-pointers, 0 for 3 from 3-point range, 2 for 3 from the free throw line, 6 points, 4 rebounds, 2 fouls, excellent defense. Meyer Robb was 5 for 5 on 2-pointers, 1 for 3 on 3-pointers, 4 for 7 from the free throw line, 17 points, 4 rebounds, and a personal foul, and some excellent defense. Jack Campbell, 1 for 1 from 2-point range, 2 for 3 on 3-pointers, 8 points and a rebound, and some excellent defense once again. Grayson Boozy, 1 for 4 on 3-pointers for 3 points, had a rebound, and he also played really good defense. Everybody played really good defense. I was just going to credit all of them. Brady Schickel was 3 for 6 on 2-pointers for 6 points, had 6 rebounds, and excellent defense. And everything he does out there right now with this mask on and lack of vision is pretty terrific. But Ryder Snodgrass, 1 for 2 on 2-pointers, 0 for 1 from 3, 3 points, a rebound. He also played some good defense. I told you he caused that one travel earlier in the game and wasn't even guarding the ball. Yeah. 1 for Reese Harshbarger, 0 for 1 on 2-pointers, 0 for 1 on 3, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, 1.2 rebounds, and some very good defense as well. Bryce Clowers, 0 for 3 on 3-pointers, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, the 4 rebounds, including the last 2. The one that he tipped out on Rob's missed free throw, he was in bad second position. He tipped it. Rob got the rebound, so Bryce didn't get credit for that, but it was his work on the boards that got it. And then on the very last miss that Tell City had, Clowers secured the rebound. So excellent job for everybody that played. And Mount Vernon pulls out a 45-39 victory.
Homecoming Friday night. I'd like to congratulate Queen Riley Shellhorn and Jackson Raven the King. and all the members of the homecoming court here on a Friday night in Mount Vernon.
Yep, we'll have the coaches show Monday night at 6 o'clock, and then our next game is Thursday against Princeton here.
You and
Jarrett will be with me. The game, I believe, is at 7 o'clock.
7:30.
Say it is 7:30. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I did not.
Fortunately, I can't be in Indianapolis, Newburgh, and Mount Vernon at the same time on Thursday, so I know you'll be in capable hands, ladies and gentlemen, with the entire Buck family handling duties.
We'll get her done. And, you know, that's the thing. He has a perspective. He pulls some things out that I don't get. And
Princeton comes in the top spot in the Pocket Athletic Conference, so it'll be good to see how our defense can hold up against the number one team in our conference.
Yeah, and it'll take every bit that we've got, but we will see. We certainly are going to show up and put out the effort for 32 minutes, that's for sure. And with that, I will just turn it back to you, Chris, and say good night to all good sports.
For Alan Buck sitting next to me and Dave Hurdle back at the station, I'm Chris Cook on a homecoming Friday night, 45-39, Wildcats with the victory. Thank you for listening to Mount Vernon Radio on 106.7 FM WMVI.
You've been listening to Mount Vernon Wildcats basketball on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by the Posey County Co-op, United Fidelity Bank, Auto Car Trader, Crane Credit Union, Expressway Chevrolet, Bud's Hardware, DiMaggio's Pizza, the Mount Vernon M Club, Expressway Jeep, and Team Milan Real Estate. Stay up to date with Mount Vernon Sports on your home of the Wildcats, 106.7 WMVI.